Achieving the American dream often comes down to access to capital. And a new report finds that racial disparities continue when it involves home loans. The Center for Responsible Lending analyzed 2016 mortgage lending data and found African Americans and Hispanics received just 9% of the country's conventional loans last year, while their white counterparts were approved for 70% of the loans granted. Nikitra Bailey with the CRL explains what an impact it has on people as they try to advance themselves economically.
We know that many creditworthy borrowers are in the marketplace. Many borrowers who have less than prime credit scores are still creditworthy and they perform well, particularly in a market where a lot of the bad practices have been addressed.
Consumers of color continue to depend on higher-cost, government-backed mortgages from the Veterans Administration and Federal Housing Authority. The Equal Credit Opportunity Act and Fair Housing Act protect consumers against discrimination because of race, but the CRL and others argue that standards are so tight following the foreclosure crisis, many creditworthy consumers are denied. The Urban Institute estimates more than 5 million potential borrowers being locked out because of an overcorrection after the foreclosure crisis. On top of that, African Americans are at the same level of home ownership rates as they were in 1968. Bailey says the inability to purchase a home has far-reaching impacts on people's lives.
Home ownership is the cornerstone of how most American families have built their wealth over time. The home equity is used to finance a business, to help send a child to college, or to help one land into a safe and comfortable retirement.
Bailey and other market analysts say the future of the housing market depends on including underserved borrowers, as existing homeowners need buyers when they want to sell. Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies found non-whites accounted for 60% of household growth between 1995 and 2015 and predict that half of the millennial households by 2035 will be non-white. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.